School officials and districts across the country have been reevaluating their security in the weeks since the shooting at a Florida high school, which took 17 lives. The Baltimore County School Board is expected to get security recommendations later this month. WIPR's John Lee reports that the county had been working on improving security even before the Florida shooting.
I have another chair here.
You coming on in?
Sure, move on in.
Parents and teachers recently gathered with school administrators, and it had the feeling of a classroom exercise. They sat around tables and made T-charts with poster paper and markers. On the left, they listed safety and security problems. On the right, possible solutions. Christopher Jakubiak, who has two daughters, one at Dumbarton Middle, the other at West Towson Elementary, wasted no time telling his number one, top of the T-chart, worry.
What happens when an active shooter or someone who's intent on harming kids shows up to school grounds?
Mike Ford is a manager for school safety in Baltimore County. He assured Jakubiak and the others sitting at his table that officials soon will present to the school board safety recommendations that will give teachers and students options.
And not just enter a room, close the door, and hope.
Right.
A related issue. Some parents said it's too easy to just waltz on into a school. Andrea Bank has two children in the county schools.
No one needs to present an ID until they're already in the building and have walked into the office. So our solution is that at the door, the parent states the purpose of their visit and the child with whom they are associated.
Bank's table also wanted all backpacks searched at the door. Backpacks were the talk at another table. Elizabeth Johnson has a child in a Baltimore County middle school. She said clear backpacks should be required at every school so any drugs or weapons would be in clear view.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Anybody else think it's a good idea?
Great idea.
I looked online. They're only $7. They go up to $25. We can do this. We can do this by the fall.
Crowding in schools was also viewed as a safety problem, in part because of outside classroom trailers where teachers say they feel isolated and vulnerable. Elena Lamaki is a substitute teacher at Villa Cresta Elementary School in Parkville. Nearly 40% of the county schools have trailers, and Lamaki says when it comes to safety procedures, classroom trailers are an afterthought.
And so what I would hope is that anything that new that comes along would specifically state, if you are located in a trailer in a learning cottage, this is what you do.
Ford says it's only a coincidence that the school system is considering changes to security policy now, just weeks after the February 14th murders in Florida.
These are things that have been in the works for the longest time, and they happen to come almost to the end where the school board can make decisions on things that we recommend.
But beyond any recommendations, Delaney High School principal Sam Weinkoop says teachers in schools need to get to know each other and work together to keep students safe. That can be a trick in a school like Delaney with 1,800 students and a staff of 150.
Why are two teachers who have been in the building for 14 years overheard saying to each other, "How was your first year at Delaney?" I saw it.
The school board is expected to take up security at its March 20th meeting. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.